Blog Talk Radio. As far as my career path is concerned as well. Personally, I've been out and about enjoying. Obviously, Girl in Town has had a few adventures, which we'll get to at about 20 after the hour. But let's get to some of the topics that could start a conversation. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Inspired Lifestyles. Create it. Give me a call tonight to discuss it. 657-383-0732. What is it that has you held up? What change do you seek in your life? Do you know? Do you know how to create a new lifestyle? The first step in creating a new lifestyle is to take a really solid, long look at yourself. Reflect on your life and reflect on what makes you happy or comfortable or what interests you that you may be just a little bit afraid to go out and explore. Are you satisfied with your life? Do you want something better? Or do you want to change something that is because it just doesn't quite fit you? Do you really know what you want? Call the number 657-383-0732 and let's talk about it as I talk about with you some of the changes that are coming up. I mentioned last week that I'll be going through some major transformations in my life this year, and I'm not going to go through them for any other reason except by choice. These are my choices and what I plan to do to change my life. Now, recently, I renewed my lease where I'm living, and I'm very comfortable and I'm very happy where I'm living, but I'm starting to get the itch. I'm starting to get the itch to change everything. My life went through major changes over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, probably 7 or 8 years at this point. Actually, it's about 8 years that my life began to change rapidly and without choice. It wasn't my choice to change my life necessarily as things started to happen in the world around me because of the world that I created as well. So what I can tell you on the other side of 8 years of a lot of chaos and a lot of disruption and a lot of pivoting, a lot of changing what I intended my life to look like 8 years ago and what would have led me to a different place where I sit now, didn't. And those changes happened, and I was able to make the changes as I needed to make them. And I've been able to develop as a person differently. So now, being a divorced woman in her 50s, I relocated. I left my hometown where I lived my entire life. My parents left their hometown where they lived their entire life. And I have become a grandmother, and my career path is sort of stabilized with solid and fewer clients, where I wasn't working with many people, which I am going to be working with more people now, that things have stabilized and come to the point where now I can look at what's really good for me and what I really want and change what will make me happier. So, like I said, the transformations that are coming for me, step by step, we will talk about in this blog radio show. And one of the transformations for me and the changes that will take place within the next 12 months is I will move. Where I live right now is very large, 1,300 square foot, 3-bedroom apartment. And my son will be moving out and going out on his own and changing his lifestyle as well, moving to the country. And I won't need such a large place. What I've also discovered with where I live, I got such a large place so that the entertaining lifestyle that I used to live and lots of people coming and visiting me, I would have plenty of room. Well, not that I'm unhappy in any way or disappointed in any way, but my lifestyle is now different where I do not do the entertaining that I once did. And I did not have a lot of people come and stay over or for a couple of days. My best girlfriends did, and they're coming again. So tune in on, I believe it's the 16th or 17th of September, and you'll hear the reunion show from my travels to Cape Cod with my friends. They're coming here, and we'll explain that. But I will be moving. And I'm so excited about it for several reasons. First and foremost, everything in my apartment today is the style that I absolutely love. And I love my home, and it's decorated, and it's put together, and it's comfortable, and it's cozy, and it has all the things that I've chosen and absolutely love to have surrounding me, and it's no longer the same life. These items are no longer part of the life that was when I collected them. So much of my furniture, much of my decor, much of the art that is on my walls, much of the dishes and silverware, those things that I have collected all through the years will be eliminated. They will not come with me in my next apartment, in my next home, whether it's the cottage on the beach a little sooner than I anticipated, or it's another apartment where there is a water view and a balcony. These items will not come along. What I know I will take for certain is my family heirloom roll-top desk. I will take my beautiful dining room set. I will take some chairs, and I will take a side table and a side cabinet and a little settee and a drop-leaf table and my entire bedroom suite. Other than that, probably everything is going to go. It's time for me to change my environment to a style that I really love. And it's time for me to put together my comfort in my new lifestyle and my new life. So I will be working on that. And as this show progresses throughout the year, you'll be hearing about Girl in Town's adventures as she changes her address and what steps are going to be taken, because I've already started taking those steps. For example, today I actually sold a set of dishes. I have lots of dishes, and I brought a lot of them with me thinking I was going to have these fantastic parties like I used to have, and I don't have parties. I have very small gatherings, intimate gatherings, which I so incredibly enjoy, but all of the dishes and serviceware that I don't need, it's time for it to go. It doesn't mean I don't love it, and it doesn't mean I don't appreciate it, and it doesn't mean those memories will disappear when these things go, but I sold today a set of Fiestaware dishes, and that set of dishes was not complete. It's seen its hardship through the years of using it, but every piece that was there in the grouping absolutely positively was in great condition. Not a chip, not a scratch, not the knife marks on the color yellow plates and bowls. And I sold them, and I brought them to somebody who appreciates and resells Fiestaware from all periods. So I asked her if she was interested. She said she was interested, and she bought them from me right then and there. I put them in the car. I was going to be in a location where I was able to ask if anybody would be interested. And that is a Girl in Town adventure I will talk about on another night. Give a call in 657-383-0732 and ask your questions and talk about the things that you want to change about your life. Back to the Fiestaware dishes. I left, and I was so thrilled that I sold these dishes, not because of the monetary value, because to be perfectly honest with you, if nobody was interested in it, I would have donated them. They weren't coming home. I don't have the space for them or the need for them or the genuine love for them that I once had. I loved them, used them, shared them, and it's now time for them to go. But I felt so good because somebody got them who absolutely appreciates them as much as I do. And that person has the ability to resell them to people who will collect it and bring it to their home and love it. That's enough for me. If what you have is what you value and love, then by all means, keep it. But if it's looking to you like it belonged to the person you once were, and it belonged to a time where you behaved differently than you do now, and the time you have in your life, you want to spend doing other things. You have other interests and you have other avenues to pursue. Then it's time to say goodbye to that past life so that you are freer and lighter and more comfortable to be living in your new life. That is what this show is all about. That is what Creating New Order is all about. And that is what Just Call Jennifer can help you change at 657-383-0732. Let's get back to our notes, and I believe it's getting close to Girl in Town. I'll keep you in suspense just a little longer What's in my glass today is just water, a couple of extra Diet Cokes today throughout the day. But Girl in Town, before I get started on the big excursion, I want to talk about a book. A book that I picked up in my last trip to Bethany Beach, Delaware. I was there a couple of weeks ago. And I went into the bookstore really with no intended purpose, except to just look around and browse. I love bookstores. And I do not need any more books on my list of things to read. But this book struck me because I am planning a trip to Paris. And this book was on the shelf at Bethany Beach Books. It's an independent bookstore on Garfield Parkway at Bethany Beach. If you're at the beach, then you can't miss the bookstore. It is very, very close to the grandstand where they have concerts and events and the boardwalk, which, you know, lines the beach. What a beautiful place, Bethany Beach. Anyway, if you get down there, go into the local bookstore, Bethany Beach Books. Anyway, I was in there, I was messing around, looking around, and what book did I find? How Running Away Brought Me Home. The title of the book is My Part-Time Paris Life. And this book was written by Lisa Anselmo. You can find her on the internet. She was, I believe, part of the launch of Allure Magazine as a creative director. And she was with Mademoiselle and Ladies Home Journal. She also was with Time Incorporated, where she headed a creative group, and which included people in InStyle magazine. She started traveling to Paris regularly about 10 years ago, and now she splits her time between Paris and New York. Her website is lisaanselmo.com. She has a blog, and she's very funny, and this book, I'm on chapter 2, and I'm talking about this book. Generally, I like to wait until I have finished the book. But this is all about opening yourself up to life and the introduction to this book is what we talk about here on Blog Talk Radio, Create New Order Lifestyles. And it's about who do you think you are? We hold ourselves back. She talks about crabs in a bucket thinking and how it's passed down and ingrained in us that keeps us from going out and experiencing life, going out and changing life to make it what you think you want it to be, what you dream about it being. I talk about my cottage on the ocean. I'm talking about moving within a year. I'm talking about eliminating things that really don't fit my lifestyle anymore. And if you are a crab in a bucket thinker, you're not going to reach beyond that feeling. You're going to say, oh, I really want to get rid of this. And then you're like a crab in a bucket being pulled back in when you're trying to escape. Because we learn this way. Very often, we're afraid to move out of our comfort zone. Misery in our comfort and understanding sometimes is much better, we think, than reaching out for what could happen, what you have no experience with, but you think you might like. Her foreword to this book is everything I think about regularly, and getting through chapter one, I was reading it and I was thinking to myself, wow, I know you. I don't even have to finish the book, which I most certainly will. It deals with the grief of her mother and what happened, and, you know, meditations on self-love and the restorative force that is Paris. That is written, that was the comment of the book by Jennifer Coburn, the author of We'll Always Have Paris. So pick it up. I can see myself finishing this book this week, My Part-Time Paris Life by Lisa Anselmo. Check it out. And if you happen to be in Bethany Beach, Delaware, buy it from Bethany Books. So, Girl in Town, about 20 after the hour, and this is Jennifer Ryan at Girl in Town. And my website is www.createandorder.com. You can write me during the week and ask your questions if you are listening on podcast and not at the live show at solutions@createneworder.com. And I will most certainly answer your questions here on the show on our next broadcast. You're listening on Blog Talk Radio, and our number is 657-383-0732. I want to thank bensound.com, www.bensound.com, for our lead-in and break music. And they have some really great choices of unlicensed music if you're so inclined to take a look at it. If you have a blog yourself and if you have a website, you can insert their music as long as you give them credit. Harvey struck Texas, like I said before. Hope all is well there. Political and non-political news, honestly, really didn't watch the news this week. I was too busy and just not inclined. This week, the U.S. Open begins here in New York, and I look forward to watching absolutely positively as much tennis as I can. I always learn something, and it's so exciting to watch the players. I was watching some of the eliminations or the qualifications, whichever way you want to look at it, down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and then up in Connecticut, and watching the young players qualify and win their positions to go on to New York. It's just so incredibly exciting to see people who have worked so hard on what they love to do and get that opportunity. So the U.S. Open starts this week. What national day is today? This is interesting. Today is National Just Because Day. So if you decide to not do anything today or didn't decide, you decided not to do anything and lay around and be lazy, you did it just because it's National Just Because Day. It is also National Pot de Crème Day, and this is a custard dessert typically made with chocolate. I'm definitely going to make this. I never heard of it before. I have probably eaten it, and it's just been called something else. Next week, I wanted to accomplish it today, but just because I didn't have enough time. It takes a long time to make it. There's a faux way of making pot de crème, and there is the real way, and you make it with eggs and cream and a little bit of sugar and with chocolate, and there's a lot to do, a lot of steps for the actual authentic French recipe. And there's a faux way of making it, which still takes 16 hours to chill in the refrigerator. So give yourself a dessert challenge if you're so inclined. And if not, then decide you didn't do it just because. That's our national day. Girl in Town went to visit, and my son accompanied me because there is an incredible exhibit at this location. This week I went to the New York Botanical Gardens. We went yesterday, and the Chihuly exhibit is there and will be until the end of September. Right now, you can see the exhibit during the day. There are no evening light show performances of the exhibit. My son and I will be traveling back in September to see the Chihulys lit up. Go to nybg.org and just look at some of the fantastic pictures of the sculptures that Chihuly has created and are on display at the New York Botanical Gardens. I will tell you, this 500-acre oasis, if you will, it is so beautiful, and it is so well cared for. And there are so many flowers, and the natural wonder of this gorgeous place. Don't miss the New York Botanical Gardens. Spend some time and go. Now, if you're going with two people, I will tell you right now, it pays to buy the membership. The membership, a dual membership, is like $110. It includes free parking and admission. Your admission is going to cost you $56 anyway, and then the parking $15. So you're up to $71. I would highly recommend that you buy a membership. I did not buy a membership today. We will go back in September, and I will buy the membership then. And the reason I want to do that is because I am going, I have decided that next year I will go to the New York Botanical Gardens once a month because I want to see everything bloom. Right now, seasonally, you see what's in bloom right now for August, and the rose garden is just about spent. And it was just fantastic, the Peggy Rockefeller Rose Garden. I could meander there all day long, just in that one spot in the botanical gardens. There's a children's edible farm and a community farm that will be opening next year. And the conifers, if you just go and you go through these gorgeous, you go off the beaten path and you go back and it's all these evergreens that I've never seen before. And they are so beautiful, dwarf and non-dwarf. There's a lilac garden, which of course is not in bloom now, but I will definitely go back and see. But if you go up in that area where the rose garden and the conifers are, there were no sculpture. The sculpture is in the main area from the main entryway and going up, look at the map, and going up to at the Hauff Conservatory, there is a sculpture. And then in the reflecting pool, just past the reflecting pool, there is an incredible sculpture that looks like these giant pieces of ice at the Mertz Library Art Gallery in the fountain there. All throughout, there are these beautiful glass sculptures. And in the entry, from when you first come in at the visitor center, the Levy Visitor Center, there are three chandeliers hanging that are just spectacular. They all light up. So if you have the ability to get there during September, when they will have the night viewings of these beautiful sculptures, I highly recommend it. I know I'm going back because we couldn't figure out what was more beautiful, the sculptures or the gardens. It was an argument throughout the entire day. The Hauff Conservatory is chock full inside and outside of sculptures. These long, beautiful pieces of glass that mimic the plant life or are inserted in the middle of these botanical vistas and part of the flowers and the flourish. It is spectacular, absolutely spectacular. In the river, there's a waterfall that runs the Bronx River. And there's an area of the Bronx River where that runs through here. The Bronx River runs right through the botanical gardens. And what they have is they have a beautiful reflecting pool sort of built into the river. And there's a boat filled with the Chihuly glass balls, all stacked up and big, giant panels of colored glass, creating screens in the reflecting pool. It's really awe-inspiring. We left there so inspired, artistically and naturally inspired and happy. It just made us feel so good. It's a lot of walking, folks, and yesterday was not a super hot day, but they do have a tram that runs throughout. You can actually get on the tram and get off, on and off, on and off, on and off, anywhere you want. Throughout the park, and this way it'll save your feet. But you'll see just about everything from the tram, but go off the beaten path. Go look at everything that you can possibly look at while you were there. It's just gorgeous. In the Mertz Library Art Gallery, there in the education building, you walk through there, and there were sculptures on four floors of Chihuly. Chihuly, Dale Chihuly, has been blowing glass since 1967. He went to the University of Wisconsin because it was the only university that had a glass blowing class or curriculum. It was the first university to have this offering, and that is where he went. And for 50 years, he has been creating sculpture and creating the wonders of glass. You can see his work at casinos, the Bellagio Casino, Mohegan Sun Casino, and you can see them at these unbelievable, they're huge. The sculptures that he does at the Bellagio, the entire ceiling is done with his glass pieces. It's almost like an undersea marble above your head and made of glass. His color choices and forms are just so natural and flowing. You can't help but stare at them and soak them in. If you have any opportunity whatsoever to get to the New York Botanical Gardens, you can do this by taking a New York City subway number 2 and 5 to Pelham Parkway. Many buses go up there, and there is parking. There's plenty of parking, and yes, you will pay for parking. It's worth every penny. These sculptures are a wonder to behold. You can see some of the sculptures in the pictures on Blog Talk Radio if you're seeing me online and on my Facebook page. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order, Inspired Lifestyles. Give me a call at 657-383-0732, and let's talk about what steps you want to take to change your life. How do you do it? What step do I take first? How do I go in a new direction? One of the questions that has been coming to me lately is employment. People who are seeking employment after their kids have now been raised and it's time to go back to the workforce, women, men looking to change their career path and find something else as they're not satisfied where they are, whether it's financially satisfied or reward satisfied, they don't feel that their job is as rewarding as they want it to be. And people are looking around at changing their work and changing what they do for a living to maybe fit their lifestyle a little bit better or maybe follow their passion a little bit more. You know, when we get older, sometimes we are in a position maybe to start thinking about retirement, but we know we're not going to retire, so maybe it's time to change our path and pick something new to do that would be interesting or more interesting to us. And we have a skill set now that will lead us down a new path. Or you're young. And I'm back, and this is Jennifer Ryan calling on Blog Talk Radio, Inspired Lifestyles. We're having some internet problems tonight, so if you're not getting through, give it another try at 657-383-0732. My name is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Orders, Inspired Living. What is it about your life that you want to change? What do you want
to your life to look like? Your home, your job, your body, your style. What are you wearing? Are you not liking anything that's in your closet anymore? I have to tell you, I'm going through a huge transformation myself. So making these changes for me right now at this stage of the game is really exciting. Everything I look at, I want to change. My furniture, my clothes, my hair, absolutely everything. And I feel excited about it. There's not one ounce of fear about doing this at this stage of the game because I've been through a lot. My life changed by no choice of mine starting about 8 years ago. And the last 2 years have been terrific and have led to where I am right now. I look forward to the rest of my life. I look forward to enjoying my family and friends. I look forward to my grandchildren. I look forward to so many things in front of me. But I also look forward to clearing out, taking all the old and turning it into the new life and the new me. Whether it's clothes or furniture, doesn't matter. Every single thing I do, I will do to create my comfort and my happiness, my zone, where I will feel satisfied. One of the things that I'm looking for, and I'm actively searching for a new apartment, and I have options. And there are a lot of amenities that will be available to me that I really didn't know were available to me within my budget, within what I will find comfortable for myself. So as I search for apartments, I'm getting more and more excited. And as far as my budget goes, I found this great website that I have been looking on and shopping for an apartment. You put in the things that you want. You put in what you're looking for, the size of the place and where you want to live. And it gives you listings. It sends you listings. And it has everything on the apartment list. So it's theapartmentlist.com. And you fill out a questionnaire and you say what you want, like laundry in the unit. You want laundry in the unit. You want a dishwasher. If you want a view, a water view, or if you want a pool, or you want a fitness room, or you want a community room, you put all of these things in. You put in that you want an elevator building, or you have to have a doorman, or you want a garage. Indoor or outdoor parking is okay, or outdoor parking is definitely not okay. And you have pets. You put in that you have pets. And it goes through all your stats, and then it finds apartment listings for you, and it gives you pictures, and it gives you locations, and it gives you pricing, and it tells you what's included, what's not included. It tells you best match as opposed to worst match. I can't tell you how excited I am. I know that there are certain neighborhoods that I want to live in, and I keep searching those neighborhoods, and I have plenty of time to look. And I'm getting more and more excited because I now know what I don't want. I really know what I do want. That's the first step you take in changing your lifestyle. If you want a new place to live, if you want a bigger place, a smaller place, you want a place with a view, you want a place that has a yard, you want to be able to garden, you want to have, you want to be able to barbecue, you want to have big family dinners and a big open kitchen floor plan. All of these things can be searched for, whether you do it through multiple listings on Zillow or you do it on the apartment list. Just start looking around and getting inspired. And then get detailed as you get closer to making a decision. Make sure you start looking at the things that will make you happiest, like garage. Is it indoor or outdoor parking? How much does it cost? Are you willing to pay for parking in that way? Is the parking convenient? Do you have to walk 4 blocks from wherever you're going to park to go home? Will you be able to receive grocery delivery because the grocery in the area you want to move to delivers? All of these questions to make your life easier, start making that list. Start knowing what would make you happiest. Personally, I don't know why everybody under the sun is not using grocery delivery. I've used it a few times when I had it available to me. I don't have it available to me where I live now. And I will tell you that it was such a valuable service. I'd shop on Monday, schedule the delivery for the end of the week or Saturday morning, and it was brought into your house, dropped off in your kitchen, and it was already paid for. You tip your delivery guy because he does all the work, and all you have to do is unload it and start cooking. I don't know why everybody is not getting their food delivered. Now, I hear you. I hear you. Just like I mentioned in the book that I'm reading, My Part-Time Paris Life by Lisa Anselmo, The Fear Factor. Oh, don't, it's getting out of my comfort zone. I won't get really good apples, and I won't get the right bacon, and I won't get the things that I would choose myself. Untrue. I made friends with the delivery guy. I made friends with the order guy because the order guy was the guy who was choosing my stuff. I ended up speaking to him because he called me because they didn't have something I wanted. He wanted to know if he could substitute it or if I just wanted to eliminate it. And I got to talking with him. And I told him, well, I really don't want to substitute it. I'm just starting with this, and I don't know what I'm going to get. And he goes, I pick everything, and I'm going to pick the best. And when he said that to me, his perception of what the best is and my perception of what the best is could have been different. Well, it wasn't. I was always able to trust his choices in what I was ordering. I was thrilled with the service. Use it. But again, if that's the lifestyle you want to have and have those things be easier, it's so much easier and so much less time consuming to click off the things that you want from your supermarket and then have it delivered. Maybe you can click off what you want online and then pick it up. That would also save you time because you pay for it ahead. It's all ready for you. You go in and get it, and then you leave and bring it home. So there are ways to do things more efficiently to change your lifestyle, to lower your aggravation level if food shopping is aggravating. Some people I know absolutely love food shopping. Not my favorite thing to do because of how much time it does take. However, it is an example of what to look at to improve your lifestyle. Do you want to live next to a park? Maybe you have a dog and you want to make sure you live close enough to a dog park so the dog can, you can take the dog there to run, especially if you're living in apartment living. Maybe you have a dog and right now you don't have much of a backyard. Well, maybe you want a bigger backyard. These are the things about your life that you need to examine before you make a decision to change things. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan. This is Create New Order, Inspired Lifestyles. Give us a call at 657-383-0732 if you can get through. I'm not even sure that we are broadcasting. I know we are taping. So if you're not hearing the show live, you will hear the show after it uploads at the end. It'll be available at 9:30 p.m. tonight. www.createneworder.com is my website. You can also see me get my blog at WordPress.com/createneworder.com. I've been writing more and more these days, and you can always look up our WordPress blog and connect through our website as well and change your life. Send me questions so that I know what you're looking at that you want to change and how you want to change it. Is it a new job? We were talking about a new job, I think, when we got cut off. And a new job, what's the motivation there? Are you looking for a promotion? Are you looking to advance the career path that you're already in? Are you looking for more money? Are you looking for medical benefits to be covered? That's a big one. Many people are looking for that now, to be able to afford medical benefits. Are you looking for something new and exciting because you're really tired with what you have done for years and it's time to follow your passion? Well, give it a go. Take a look around. Get online with all, you know, online there are so many avenues to just shop around. Like I mentioned, the apartment list and Zillow.com to look at places to live. There are, you know, Indeed.com, the Glassdoor, career.com. There's career careerpath.com. Job I'm just going to look at my list. It's crazy how many search engines there are to put yourself in line for a new career. To start looking around to see who's hiring. Start looking around at jobs that are out there. You can look at their salary ranges. There are many, many, many websites to that have job postings. You can also look at, say your dream job is working for Saks Fifth Avenue, for example. You can go directly to Saks Fifth Avenue and find out if they're hiring. So job searching can be done right from your computer. There's Job Alerter. There is ZipRecruiter. There's Monster.com, Indeed, like I mentioned before. There's Glassdoor. There's ExecuSearch. There's Career Builder. It goes on and on and on. All you need to do is Google job search, and you will get the listing of the search engines that employers use to put their information out there. ZipRecruiter is a website that ties them all together, sort of like a Travelocity for your vacation. So you can join them, and you can put in your resume, and you can put in what you're looking for, or not put in your resume. Put in what you're looking for to follow your passion if you're willing to change your career path, if that's what your lifestyle is going to dictate. The whole idea is to really put some effort into thinking about what will make you happy and what changes in your life. Maybe following your passion and making less money is more important to you than continuing on the career path you're on, being bored to tears every day or not enjoying it. Shouldn't life be about living and not working? It should be. That maybe inspire you to start thinking differently. Life should be about living, not work. Motivation and inspiration, I will tell you that the pictures that I took that I will upload to the blog at the Botanical Gardens yesterday, some of the flowers I've never seen anything like. Some of the plants were just, it's the Botanical Gardens, so what do you expect? You expect to see beauty, and boy, oh boy, does the New York Botanical Gardens deliver. There were so many varieties of plants. And in fact, in the reflecting pool at the Haupt Conservatory, there were planters on the corners of the pools that were filled with water lilies. And just in all stages of bloom, the colors and the beauty, the dragonflies flying through and the butterflies, it was just amazing. What a beautiful place to go. But there was planters on the four corners of each pool, and I took a photograph of the planters because the arrangement was so unusual and so pretty in full sunlight and doing beautifully well. So I'm going to try and get the plants and grow them in my window in my apartment. Now, I have some naysayers out there who will say, oh, she'll never grow them indoors. Well, if I can grow long stem roses in my apartment, then I think I can grow these planters as well. Stay tuned for that. But I'm not going to get pulled back into the bucket and not try. The whole idea of changing your life and living a better life is to try. Don't give up just because somebody says it's not going to work. Give up because you think in your head, oh, I'll never be able to accomplish that. I don't know what I'm doing. So what? Learn. Start looking into things. Read. Watch programming that will show you the way, that will teach you. And sometimes we need to learn by experience. We need to learn by doing. Jump in. Delve in and start just with a small plant instead of these exotic, beautiful plants growing at the New York Botanical Gardens that you think you can grow in your bedroom. Who cares? Give it a go. It'll make you happy. Right now, I have a hibiscus tree. I have basil growing in my rose pot. I have petunias. I have a bay tree. I have a peace plant. I have a philodendron, of course. I have them growing around me because I love feeling as though I'm in a garden. And just because I live in a mid-rise building doesn't mean I'm going to give that up. I'm motivated to make sure I enhance my own life by caring for these plants and surrounding myself with this life. I have a plant, and I don't know the name of it, and it's pretty common. And when I got it, it was only about 6 inches high. Well, it's now reaching 3 feet high after, I guess it's a couple of years. So now it has to be transplanted, and I'm thinking about I should give it to somebody with more space. And it takes indirect light, so it will grow anywhere. But this is beautiful, to be surrounded by these beautiful living things. So maybe it's a plant that will start to change your life and make you more comfortable, give you the inspiration you need. And don't be afraid to grow flowers inside, because they will grow inside. And it doesn't have to be an African violet, which, by the way, I'm really not successful with. We all have our successes. We all have our failures. That's life. Start cleaning out the clutter and start looking at what's really important to you. What will make you happy? Is it a view? Is it more bathrooms? Look around at your environment. What will make you happy? If there's something in your environment that you don't like, get rid of it. A plan to eliminate it from your environment, because we work too hard to create a space that we don't like, that doesn't make us feel good. Every day I walk into my house and I love how it looks. I love how it feels. I love how it supports my lifestyle right now. I also know my lifestyle is going to change because I will choose to change it over the course of the next 12 months. And as I work to change it, my entire environment is going to evolve. My clothing will evolve. Everything about what I want in my life will evolve, and I'm terribly excited about it. Come along on this journey with me and start making the changes in your life to enhance your life and create the lifestyle you want. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Inspired Living on Blog Talk Radio. My website is www.createneworder.com. You can call into the show when we are broadcasting, and hopefully you're hearing me tonight. Our call-in number is 657-383-0732, and we're on 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the, we're broadcasting from New York. And if you're going to change your life, start here. Join the conversation, give a call, or send your emails to solutions@createneworder.com. And during the week, I'll go through them and answer them. Send me your letters and join the conversation. What is it that you want to change? What's holding you back? On September 27th, if you are in the New York area, I believe it's September 27th, if you're in the New York area, I will be at the Morningside Library up by Columbia University, giving the program Clear Out the Clutter, How Not to Be a Slob, and on September 27th, and that will be, I believe, at 5 p.m. at Morningside Library. I'll give more information on that. You can come and see me live. It is free to the public, and I look forward to presenting there. Last time I was at Morningside Public Library, I had a terrific crowd. So come and join us, and I'll remind you again as we go along. This is Jennifer Ryan. Thank you for joining me tonight on Create New Order, Blog Talk Radio, Inspired Living. What's inspired you lately, and what will you do to create the life you seek? Good night, everybody.